May it please the court. My name is David Graham. My registration number is 11287. I represent the Los Zapatistas in this matter. I thank you for scheduling this special session as well today. And I think this case presents a question of what is the appropriate rule of law to be applied in this particular, under the context of these particular facts. And Los Zapatistas believes that property interests that are vested can be lost to a person who in good faith has color of title through either waiver or through the Colorado color of title statute. And the cases that support those proposition or that proposition are the Barnes case and the Cole case, those two cases that were cited they're in the briefs. And I think both of those decisions are or should be dispositive of the issues in this case, because they allow and have recognized in the Cole case, the Colorado Supreme Court allowed the extinguishment of possibility of reverters that were contained in deeds, just like the possibility of reverter that was contained in this deed to be extinguished.
Pardon me, Mr. Graham, may I ask you a question about the Cole case, please?
Certainly.
Thank you. Wasn't that due to the conduct of the holder of the reverter?
Well, it was due to the conduct, yes, of the holder of the reverter in failure, the holder's failure to exercise his rights to the reversion that were granted in the deed. So there was held to be a waiver of that exercise of the right, which is very similar to analogous, we submit, to the issue that's contained here. Here, we submit the Archdiocese essentially waived, it sat on its rights. The trial court in this case, in the ruling on the Rule 41 motion, I think it's on the transcript in page 166, 167, the trial court said, I'm denying the Rule 41 motion that was made at the close of the plaintiff's case because it's the trial court said, how long can a party sit on its rights before too much time has elapsed? Well, the legislature's answered that question for us. The answer to that question is you have 7 years. And if you sit on your rights for more than 7 years while another party in good faith pays taxes on that property, you have essentially waived your right to assert your reversion interest.
What was the defect title that would allow the color of title statute to be triggered in this case for your client?
What was the defect in the title?
In the title, yes. Because doesn't color of title require that there be a defect?
Well, I don't understand it quite that way. I understand that color of title requires that there be some good faith belief that the party who is to search color of title holds title to the property. And it may well be, in fact, it is usually the case that they don't hold title to the property, but they think they do. And that's what color of title is. And so if there's a defect, essentially as of 1999, I think this is what the trial court's findings held with it, this property, the reversion was triggered at least by 1999. And so the Archdiocese had the right as of that date to re-enter the property and claim it. And they could do that in any number of different ways, but simple to assert ownership of the property in a legal form.
If that were so, and this is the last question for a while and then I'll shut up. If that were so, well, doesn't that mean that your client knew that it didn't have title because of the reversionary interest? Because the reverter wasn't based upon the Archdiocese walking in the door and saying, we're the new sheriff here. Wasn't it based on the stopping using it for educational or cultural purposes? And when that happened, wasn't that an automatic reverter?
Well, I think as a matter of law, it probably was. But I don't think that Los Zapatistas was aware of that fact. And they, in good faith, believe that they still own that property. They still paid taxes for it. They still went up there and did the maintenance. They still got the tickets for the weeds or the graffiti that were testified to. And they testified about their belief that they were, that their intention to sell the property and use that property for a scholarship fund was within the within the permitted use under the deed, or it's not permitted use really, but was within the restrictions. In other words, that their intention to sell that property and use it for educational purposes, the proceeds of the property, it may have been a mistaken belief, because that probably doesn't comport with the law, but that's why Los Zapatistas acted in good faith and had, they believed, color of title. And I think that's the answer, and that's the reason why, even though the Archdiocese had the legal right to enter the property and to retake it in 1999, the Los Zapatistas reasonably believed that it had, that it still had the deed and it still had ownership of the property. So, excuse me. And this is really precisely what the Cole decision talked about. This is the same kind of issue. Now, Cole was not a color of title statute or color of title case. It was not a case where the claim that the reverter interests had been extinguished through the color of title statute. Perhaps that claim could have been made, but we don't know the facts well enough in the Cole decision to see that. But the Supreme Court said, well, it doesn't matter because it's a waiver. And reversionary interests can be lost through waiver. And Colorado has codified the time that's allowed for, or that's that determines when a waiver takes place.
Talk about waiver in the context of a waiver of reversion. Is that an issue of fact or an issue of law?
In this case, based on the color of title statute, I think it's an issue of law.
You're wrong by asserting that the color of title statute applies to assuming this conflict purposes.
Well, I think that there are sufficient facts, and I think it was pled appropriately to at least have a remand for the purpose of determining whether a waiver occurred. Because this was, it was an issue that was raised in the trial court, and it was one of the claims upon which the this case was tried. So I don't believe that to be correct. I think that either of those grounds are sufficient grounds for a reversal or for a remand for factual findings as to a waiver. The other case, the Barnes case, was a division of the Court of Appeals that held that it's kind of the reverse situation. There, the reversionary interest, the holder of the reversionary interest, in fact, went in and retook the land after the railroad pulled up its tracks from its easement. And apparently there was a dispute that the railroad said, we weren't abandoning. We didn't intend to abandon. The railroad kept paying taxes. The railroads then sold the property to someone else. And the railroad, and that factual dispute as to whether the railroad did in fact abandon the property or not was not ever met or decided by the court, because the court decided that case on the color of title statute, and it said that the a restriction, a property interest, the easement in favor of the railroad could be extinguished by the color of title statute because the owner of the fee went in and paid taxes and had a claim of ownership.
Isn't another way, pardon me for interrupting you, Mr. Graham, but isn't another way to read Graham simply to say this, that the third party that stepped into the original party's interest that sold the property to the railroad simply got the property back under the by the action of the reverter in the title.
But that's not the facts, though.
Well, those were the facts, I submit to you. So if those are the facts, that party held the reverter,
right?
Isn't that simply this case?
Perhaps I've misstated. That's not the basis upon which the Court of Appeals made that decision. They didn't ever hold that it was simply because we find that the railroad abandoned its easement that the reverter allowed the fee holder to own the property. They found that the fee holder own the property and acquired a title in the fee holder because of the 7-year color of title statute that he had paid taxes for 7 years. And even though the railroad had paid taxes also, said the statute is the statute. It has three requirements, and those three requirements, which do not include adversity or hostility, were met. And so that was the basis of the decision. I do agree that under the facts, it's, I think what I started off by saying, it certainly could have been argued by the fee holder that we simply owned the property as soon as the railroad pulled up his tracks. They abandoned, and it was ours. But then why was all the decision concerning the color of title statute and its applicability? And the primary issue that the defense that the Archdiocese has raised is that this reversionary interest cannot be eliminated through the color of title statute, and that's simply not the rule of law in the state of Colorado based on the cases that exist. I would like to reserve some time for my rebuttal. If there are other questions, I'm happy to answer them as well.
Good morning. My name is Patricia Thatcher. I represent the Archdiocese of Colorado. My attorney registration number is 23414. May it please the court. I think the primary issue in this case, which Judge Bernard's question struck upon, is what is the purpose of the color of title statutes, and does it apply in this case? Going back to the Supreme Court's decision in Sullivan v. Scott, which was ruled on in 1923, it stated a party who sets up adverse possession under color of title must assert color of title with an honest belief that they have a valid deed to the property. And because of some defect in that title or in the chain of title somewhere along the way, that person doesn't have title. And I don't think that the facts presented by this case fit into the purposes of the color of title statutes. And the trial court's reasoning in this case turned on this point. The trial court stated that Los Zapatistas' argument to obtain an unrestricted fee simple title to this property was persuasive, but for the fact that it approached the Archdiocese in 2002 seeking the Archdiocese to remove the reversionary interest from the title so it could sell the property. So in other words, Los Zapatistas did not honestly believe in 2002 that they had clear, unrestricted, fee simple title that they could convey free of that reversionary interest. And if you read the cases over the years in Colorado, color of title statutes are designed to protect the person who believes in good faith that they own the property outright, or they own the property burdened with an easement, whatever the paper title says that person has. And then as it turns out, there's some defect, there's some irregularity that comes up along the way, which could invalidate that person's color of, or that person's title. And the color of title statutes exist to say, look, you acted as though you own this property, you took possession, you paid taxes, and that's the relief that we're going to afford you, is to decree title in your name.
What if the, I mean, you mentioned that this arose in 2002 when they approached the Archdiocese. Does that
fact prevent that?
Prevent the claim from arising later? Some years after this was initially presented, if they had a belief, well, we don't have clear title, but we've got
some time.
We'd like to rectify it. But then
5 years, 7 years later,
they don't get any response. They don't have resolved the issue. And they then start their claim again with a different belief that we've spent tax money, we've spent time, and now we can assert an honest belief that we have time.
I think that goes to the basis of honest belief. Can you change your honest belief? When you know your paper title has a reversionary interest and it's always had it from the beginning. And, you know, counsel said something in his opening argument that by the time the Los Zapatistas got to 1999, 2000, they honestly believed they owned the property. Well, the facts that were presented in the trial court do not support that statement. Ms. Montero, who has been involved with Los Zapatistas from the beginning, was involved in having the Archdiocese donate this property to their cause. She knew that the reversion was in the deed. She knew the reversion was in the deed. I don't know how you can honestly believe that you have title subject to reversionary interest and then switch that honest belief later in time.
By virtue of adverse possession, I think you should respond. We know that in 2002 we approached you. We couldn't reach an agreement, but we maintained possession. We claim that the reversion should have occurred in 2002. It didn't. We paid taxes since then. We have an honest belief.
Well, and recognizing that the period of time here is the use for cultural and educational purposes ceased in 1999, and the communications between the parties started approximately 2 to 3 years later. Well, 3 or 4 years later, and so I think though that the issue here and the legal issue here. That really has to be decided by this court is the remedy afforded to people who possess property under the color of title statute applicable here, and in this
case, Ms. Thatcher, if I may interrupt you, please, would you disagree with the following statement? If Los Zapatistas had held onto the property for 18 years. After the reverter kicked in, under the circumstances that we've seen here, would they have been able to adversely possess it under the 18-year adverse possession statute?
I believe that they would, Your Honor.
All right.
I don't want to rehash the arguments that I've made in the briefs filed by the Archdiocese, but I would like to address a couple of items that were stated in Los Zapatistas reply brief, and in particular, and something that counsel said here today, which is there is no Colorado law which even implies that a reversionary interest can be eliminated by color of title, and the Archdiocese disagrees with that statement. And I direct your attention to the case of BB&C Partnership versus Edelweiss Condominium Association, which was decided in October of 2009. That was about 4 months after this case went to trial. And I don't know if you've had an opportunity to read that case, but what that case stands for and what I found so interesting about that case is no Colorado court in years had interpreted what to the extent and according to the purport of paper title, the words from the color of title statutes, what those words mean. There was one case many years ago, I want to even say in the late 1800s, that talked about, the paper title created certain boundaries of the property, and the person who was seeking color of title relief in a quiet title action was actually trying to get more land that was provided for in the legal description on the paper title. But here what we've got is a reversionary interest. It wasn't an issue of boundaries and how much land was encompassed within the deed. And the Supreme Court in the Edelweiss decision said the owner of this parking space in a condominium development in Vail could not obtain any more than what the deed had given him in the first place. And that deed was restricted by the condominium declarations. And I think here we argued in the trial court, Los Zapatistas only gets what it ever had under its paper title. It gets a fee, simple determinable, subject to a reversionary interest. It never received fee simple title. And the Edelweiss court in 2009 basically said, look, you can't enlarge your rights. You can't get more sticks in the bundle than what appears on that paper title. And I think that's exactly what the case we have here. And I think it's also important that Justice Hobbs, in the Edelweiss decision, reiterated the underlying policies and purposes under the color of title statutes. He wrote, color of title exists where void, irregular, or defective deed appears to grant title. I don't think that's what we have here. Justice Hobbs wrote, as long as the paper writing purporting to grant title is recorded, the color of title statute applies as a protection to the person holding in good faith under mere colorable title. And before I conclude my argument, I'd also like to address briefly the two cases raised by counsel in his opening argument. The Cole case is distinguishable from the facts of this case here. And Judge Casebolt, I do believe that waiver is a question of fact in this case. The trial court did not find that the Archdiocese waived its rights. The trial court found that there were sporadic communications between the two parties where they were trying to resolve the issue related to this property. And in the Cole case, the court found that there had been a waiver by the city of Colorado Springs with respect to the reversionary interest because it allowed many other business establishments in Colorado Springs to sell intoxicating liquors, which was the limitation in the deed at issue in that case. The Barnes case is, I think, also distinguishable. Counsel argued that the right of way in favor of the railroad, although it appeared on the face of title, could be eliminated by color of title. But the other thing that appeared on that deed in Barnes is it said, and I can't recall the exact language, but it says, I wrote it down. Look at that. It said, together with the reversion and reversions, remainder and remainders, and all of the estate right, title, and interest and demand whatsoever. So when the fee owner of the property took possession of the area where the railroad had previously had its tracks, that land reverted. And the deed specifically entitled, on the paper title, the language on that title, said the owner of the fee is entitled to all reversions. That's not the case here. There's nothing in this deed that said if Los Zapatistas stops using this property, then at some point in time it may be entitled to the unrestricted fee, simple title to the property. And unless you have any further questions, I will conclude my argument. Thank you for your time.
The Zapatistas approached the Archdiocese in 2002 with a letter because they were advised, I think this is in the record, that there was a cloud on the title that was impairing their ability to sell the property. They were trying to sell the property. They believed they owned the property. They believed they had the right to sell it. And I think the testimony was a realtor said something like, well, there's some issue that you better get straightened out with the Archdiocese because otherwise we're going to have problems selling this property. So that's why that happened. There's also some conflict about when that occurred. I think there's testimony, certainly an affidavit in support of summary judgment in the record here that indicates that first communications with the Archdiocese concerning these matters and informing them of the fire and the breaking down of the things occurred in 1999. There are also some disputes about what the Los Zapatistas understood were the terms of their conveyance. They presented a proposal, as Ms. Thatcher said, to the Archdiocese, would you donate this land to for this cause? And they said it was a long proposal. It was written and so on. It was testified to. The terms of that aren't of the record here, but those terms affected Ms. Montero's and Los Zapatistas' reasonable belief as to whether what they were intending to do with the property, even though it was boarded up when their intention to sell it for a scholarship fund, was within, they believed, the terms of the reversionary or their agreement with the Archdiocese. They were unsophisticated. They didn't understand exactly how the law would read the actual language in the deed. But nonetheless, their good faith is not really in dispute here, and the trial court so found. The BB&C case, Your Honor, that case was limited the relief that was able to be obtained by the under the color of title statute to the extent of the ownership of the original grantor. In other words, the original grantor had a restriction in he only had so much. He didn't have a fee simple. It was condominium property. And so he couldn't convey a fee simple. And neither could a person claiming under the color of title statute obtain a fee simple. They would only obtain that which was owned by the original grantor. Here the Archdiocese owned the fee. That's what the deed conveyed, and it had a restriction. And the question is, again, the rule of law that property interests, including reversionary interests, that have vested can be lost by a person who sits on their rights through waiver or through the color of title statute. And the color of title statute gives us this bright line, 7 years. And if there's payment of taxes during that time, if there's good faith, and if there's color of title, as exists in this case, and as the trial court found existed in this case, the Los Zapatistas is entitled to its decree. The issue that the trial court focused on, that there was a communication concerning that matter, certainly might be sufficient. I think it's also maybe a factual question as well, because there still is adversity in this particular circumstance. The Los Zapatistas has claimed in its written correspondence in 2002, 2006, claimed ownership of the property. It said, we own the property, but we'd like to, you know, have you release this reversionary interest so that we can have an easier time selling it. So the under the color of title statute, it's simply irrelevant. And because the elements different than the elements of the 18-year adverse possession statute do not require adversity. I see my time is up. Thank you.
Thank you, both counsel, for your arguments this morning. This case will stand submitted. We will get you a written opinion in due course.